Page 20, Historically Speaking, A Statement of Principles, by Catherine Skivers. In recent issues of this magazine, you have read about a time in which some members left the council and eventually established the Associated Blind of California. For almost a year after 1960, people talked about forming another organization, but some were so discouraged at what they had just been through that they felt they didn't want to belong to any organization at all. But we all knew that there must be a continued effort to improve conditions for the blind living in California and the nation, so we had a meeting and established the Associated Blind of California. We felt that it was important to think about what we could do to make sure that the new organization would not run into some of the difficulties previously experienced in the council and other organizations for the blind. We decided to draw up a statement of principles. While many people had a lot to do with the preparation of this document, John Hebner was the principal author. For those of you who have been around our work for a long time, you may remember that his name is on a scholarship in the American Council of the Blind. This scholarship was established by his wife Audrey and family. Here is the statement. We believe that the organization of the blind should be established on the principles on which America was founded. Page 21. We believe in the dignity of the individual and that our clubs, councils, and federation should be dedicated to respect this principle. We believe that we must have respect for the rights of minority opinions within our organizations. We believe that the state council must respect the integrity and autonomy of the local clubs, and that the national federation must respect the integrity and autonomy of the state affiliates. We believe that local clubs should have autonomy over local affairs. The state council should have autonomy over state affairs. The national federation should deal exclusively with national affairs. We believe that the members must support but not be controlled by their clubs. We believe that the clubs must support but not be controlled by the state council. We believe that the state councils must support but not be controlled by the national federation. We stand firmly dedicated to the principle that the members and delegates of each organization, local, state, and national, shall have the right to express their views and cast their ballots without fear of reprisals. We believe in the principle of representative government. We believe that the delegates to the state council and to the national federation should be selected for their intelligence, judgment, responsibility, and fairness, and that they can represent their constituents better by determining the best course of action on any issues before any convention, only after consulting with other delegates, hearing points of views of any of those who wish to speak, and weighing all factors in the light of the best interest of the blind as a whole. Delegates must, of course, convey any resolution passed by their organizations to the Resolutions Committee and make every effort to see that it is brought before the convention for consideration. We believe that the instructed delegate is hampered in his effectiveness, reduced to the status of a messenger, and that the swaying of local opinion can be too easily accomplished by a strong national or state organization willing to spend the funds to do so. Page 22. We believe in the secret ballot for all elections. This principle is firmly established in our American system of government. It reduces the opportunity for reprisals and for personality clashes, which would hamper the effectiveness of our organization. We believe that a basic responsibility of our organizations, local, state, and national, is to promote goodwill among the blind and on behalf of the blind. Wherever our influences can be promoted by the practice of good public relations, this is to be preferred to coercive methods of establishing and enforcing laws guaranteeing the rights of the blind. We believe that we have all of the rights guaranteed American citizens under the Constitution, and that unnecessary legislation merely helps to isolate us and build resentment as a group seeking favored consideration. This is not intended to mean that special legislation is not needed by the blind, but rather to prevent a few of the blind from achieving control of all blind organizations and representing themselves as a complete voice of the blind, and thus further entrenching the idea that all of the blind are alike and depriving us of our dignity as individuals. We believe that any organization representing the blind speaking for themselves must grant this right to its members. Any special organization denying this right contains within it the seeds of dissension and disunity. Page 23. A healthy and true blind movement must be rooted in the principles of respect for its members. A loyal, organized opposition is a natural step in our growth towards maturity. We pledge ourselves to work for a unified, democratic organization of the blind. And since the prolonged and continued suppression of expression would lead to the setting up of parallel state and national organizations, we pledge ourselves to work towards reunification under democratic leadership. If you were around at the time our difficulties arose in 1960, it would be interesting to know what you think about these principles today. Unification did take place, and we are all together again. With this came term limits for the Council, and the American Council still has a 6-year term limit it had when it was founded. Term limits sure have been a good thing for California, especially where work for the blind is concerned. But in organizations for the blind, we don't need education about us. We already know what is needed for blind people. Please watch and listen to communications from Frank Welty, our great new advocate. He is doing a great job representing us, but he needs all the help we can give him. If you listen to the news, and if you happen to rely on some of the programs for the blind, I don't have to tell you how much work there is ahead of us. If we each do what we can, we will continue to make the positive difference that the California Council of the Blind has always made. I guess it is still up to you and me.